You're with Cape Talk.
This is John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
22 minutes now past 4 o'clock. Gwede Mantashe spoke yesterday at an ANC energy dialogue in Pretoria, and he said, I've got a four-point plan to bring an end to the country's immediate energy crisis within 6 to 12 months. So he is not deterred by the outburst of loud scoffing at his claim that our problems could be fixed within 6 months. And these are his four solutions: addressing the skills shortage at Eskom. It's something that Eskom is doing nothing about, of course. That's me being sarcastic. Speeding up plans to increase the operational efficiency of Eskom's fleet of power stations. Short on detail on how you do that. Importing electricity from neighboring countries. 100 megawatts has already been procured, and another 800 megawatts is in discussion at the moment. And the fourth prong is bringing energy from ship-mounted gas-fired power plants online. He continues to go into bat for car powership. He still thinks that South Africa should quickly be concluding a deal to take about 1,200 megawatts of power from car powership. When the original proposal was done, it was for 20 years. It was very expensive. It was tied to the dollar rate, with absolutely no control over the way that the currency might and probably will soften. So there's no way of predicting the total cost of this to South Africa, the way the deal was structured. There were environmental concerns. There are further EIAs being done. There have been reports that the requirements of those EIAs have been changed in order to make it easier for the car power ships to get authorization to operate. Craig Morkel joins us now, and Craig is with the South African Oil and Gas Alliance. Craig, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Been a long time. Thank you for inviting
Sir Oga. I mean, Gwede Mantashe is saying that, all right, 20 years is too long. Let's bring it down to 10 years, although if we do that, we'll have to pay more rands and cents per kilowatt hour from this gas than if it had gone on for 20 years. I mean, gas is your business. Gas is what you want to promote as something South Africa uses. Are you behind car powership? Is it something you would like to see happening?
John, as an industry body, we do not support individual project companies or bidders. We support our industry and procurement programs. So we certainly supported the inclusion of gas in the risk mitigation program, and gas meaning not only LNG, but also LPG and other fuels derived from oil and gas. In this instance, we are talking about a specific issue linked to car powership, floating power plants, and their relevance to deal with the load shedding, and to do so as quickly as possible. The cost and its uncertainties is a significant issue. At the time of the risk mitigation program, that particular tender or RFP required bids to be submitted to, according to a specific formula that bidders did not decide for themselves, but the regulator NERSA did. It's called the maximum gas price methodology. And that methodology was for bidding purposes. What we don't know is what the actual price would be as contracted between government and all of the 11 preferred bidders. Car Powership was one of several bidders successful in the risk mitigation program, who included some form of fuel that has to be imported and is therefore exposed to the fluctuations in the rand-dollar exchange rate and the commodity price indexes that are applicable to gas, LPG, and diesel, amongst others. So the risk applies not only to car powership, but the approximately 350 megawatts of gas to power that okay. run on...
If you strip out all of the political stuff and all of the suspicion around motives and so on, are power ships, whether they're from car powership or another company, do they work as an emergency short-term intervention? Is there international evidence that, yes, they can and often do work?
Yes, there is. So in Brazil, they are an example of where Car Power Ship and similar floating power plants went through a procurement process and has been contracted. Latest news in today is that Car Power Ship signed an MOU with the government of Ukraine to provide them with emergency power, right? So yes, it is relevant as an emergency solution. Is certainly something that, I mean, if one stripped out not only the political and competitive bidder litigation, you have a situation where the regulatory red tape, if it were removed and you simply gave them the go-ahead, they could connect within 6 to 9 months as they did in Brazil.
Craig, are you still
there? So they were able to connect in Brazil within 9 months, and so it's possible. They've just signed an MOU with the government of Ukraine. It is a very relevant and useful solution to have in any country with load shedding as we do.
Are there other gas options which could be used, which don't carry with them particularly the environmental risks that power ships are alleged to carry with them?
Well, I think the key thing is that the difference between other solutions is that they would be onshore, whereas this is a floating power plant in a harbour. Or within a controlled environment. The controlled environment is where you can then mitigate environmental and other risks, including security risks. Onshore, you could do that as well. There is the potential that they might impact the marine living resources we have in Saldanha, Kucha, and Richards Bay, but that becomes part of the EIA and their risk mitigation plans are then documented in an environmental plan that they have to comply with, and there is ongoing monitoring of the environmental plan's implementation. So short answer is any activity at sea has a potential environmental risk on marine living resources, but they can all be mitigated by engineering solutions as they are able to do onshore with other environmental assets, whether it be flora, fauna, etc.
Okay, yeah. We lost a bit of time with you, and I'm already late for news, so quick answer to my last question, if you can, Craig.
Sure.
The idea of a 20-year contract as a risk mitigation emergency procedure is laughable. You know, 20 years is not an emergency solution, nor is 10 years, which is now what Gwirimatashe seems to be touting. If you look at the other projects where power ships have been useful in ameliorating or alleviating or helping with power crises around the world, do they tend to be 5, 10, 20-year contracts, or can these power ships get in, set up, deliver power for 2 years, and then deconstruct and get out?
John, the short answer is yes. It is possible to contract for 20 years and to contract for short, but it has consequences. Shorter means more expensive because you're still making the same investment of approximately 350 million rand per floating power plant. $350 per power plant times 5 in the case of Car Power Ship. But the same rules apply to other bidders in the risk mitigation program who also are exposed to the same challenges as Car Power Ship. And so the question becomes, can one solve this particular load shedding challenge with everything we've got and still have an affordable electricity price?
Craig, we have to leave it there, but thank you very much for talking to us. Craig Morkel is with the South African Oil and Gas Alliance.